All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America. As we come together for this episode, not being in Rockford anymore, we find ourselves at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. It is the first time the PWA has been in Michigan in years. We are working together tonight with Motor City Wrestling, one of our breakoff groups. We are hoping that this will be the first of numerous cross-promotional cards between the two promotions. So we have some matches that have PWA wrestlers in it. We have some that have Motor City Wrestling wrestlers in them. And then we have a set where they are one against the other. So this is going to be a great card. We have, from last week, the Stud Stable and the Southern Rockers getting in the ring with each other and not in each other's matches. We have Curtis Thompson going on with his gauntlet. We have the American Tag Team titles on the line as the Acolytes defend the titles once again against Harlem Heat. And then the second main event of the evening is the Motor City Wrestling heavyweight title on the line. Tommy Rich defending the title against Rick Steiner. And so this is going to be a great lineup, and it's only the beginning of what is here this week. So let's get into it. First match is Curtis Thompson facing off against Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker of the State Patrol. This is one of the PWA exclusive matches here, and Thompson and Parker have a good match. The fans get into it a little bit. Parker looks to have the match well in hand before Thompson rolls through a sunset flip. He has a handful of tights as Manning makes the pinfall count. Parker complains about the tights, but Manning says he didn't see anything and awards the match to Curtis Thompson in a time of 6 minutes, 25 seconds, so he can continue on in the gauntlet. With this, Raven, Sheik, and I come down to the ring. We have a great announcement that the fans will truly enjoy. We invite a few friends to join us for this announcement. So then Ted DiBiase from Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, Triple H from Big Time Wrestling in Indianapolis, Stu Hart from Stampede Wrestling in Calgary, Don Owen from Pacific Northwest Wrestling, Ivan Koloff from the International Wrestling Grand Prix in Montreal, and Jack Tunney from Maple Leaf Wrestling in Toronto come down to the ring. Sheik and I announce the creation of the new International Alliance of Wrestling, the IAW. 8 great promotions. PWA, Motor City Wrestling, and the other 6 I just named, all coming together to promote a single, unified, international heavyweight and tag team champions. We had wanted to announce this much earlier in the year, but Skandar Akbar's time running the PWA threw a wrench into everything. So beginning in January 2025, there will be an 8-man and 8-team tournament to crown the inaugural champions. The titles will then be defended in each of the promotions in a monthly rotation. Each promotion will put forward the wrestlers involved in the tournaments and tournament brackets, and all of that will be announced in December. Right now, we are just talking about the great things that are happening and should happen in the IAW. The fans react greatly as the Jumbotron runs through random possibilities for the International Heavyweight Tournament. Some really great possibilities are presented, but everyone will have to wait until next month to find out who actually is involved in the tournament, as each of the promotions can decide how they want to decide who to send. Great things coming up in 2025 for the PWA and the creation of the IAW. Now we move on. The second match with only PWA wrestlers. The Stud Stable and the Southern Rockers try to hash out their issues from last week. Both teams are in the ring with each other, but neither team really wants to keep the match in the ring. Randy Anderson lets things go because he can't keep track of the legal men in the match. Precious distracts King, but Sunshine blindsides her with a vicious clothesline. The Stud Stable takes advantage of the distraction to double-team Doll. Anderson is distracted with King, Precious, and Sunshine. The stud stable grab a couple of chairs and take Dahl out with a double chair shot. Fuller to the face and Golden to the back of the legs. Golden rolls Dahl into the ring and drills him into the mat with a brainbuster to get the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 39 seconds. Rex King is a second late in making the save, but he continues to brawl with the stud stable. The stud stable quickly overpower him and set him up for a spike pile driver until the acolytes rush the ring. Fuller tells Golden to get out of Dodge, but Farouk nails him from behind with a clothesline from hell. Luckily, Golden falls through the ropes to the relative safety of the concrete floor. Heck, I would pick the concrete floor over either of the acolytes and find it safe. So, the Southern Rockers stud stable still not quite finished with each other yet. But you have the acolytes, the American Tag Team Champions, coming out to make the save for their stablemates. Now, we get through those matches. We get into the first of three cross-promotional matches. Motor City Wrestling versus Pro Wrestling America. The first match is a doozy of a tag team match. Missy Hyatt brings her tag team of Kendall Windham and Iron Mike Sharp to face off against the Bruise Brothers. The Bruise Brothers went through several evolutions over the course of their careers. Recently, I've been reliving their early days in Memphis. They were a tag team where fans and promoters could see their potential and eventually did use their potential. In tonight's match, the Bruise Brothers come down to the ring with Raven. Missy accompanies Kendall and Sharp to the ring. As PWA fans may remember, Missy and Raven have some serious history from when Raven was a member of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Raven does his best to keep Missy from distracting his men during the match. After a few minutes of great wrestling action from all four men, Missy climbs onto the ring apron as Don has Sharp in an abdominal stretch. Raven drags her off the ring and plants a big kiss on her lips. Sharp manages to get out of the abdominal stretch with a hip toss, but Kendall isn't in the corner when he crawls for the tag. Don tags in Ron, and they bring Sharp to his feet and whip him into the ropes for a double big boot for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 31 seconds. Where was Kendall? He chased Raven from the ringside area. When he gets back to the ring, the match is over. He checks on Sharp, but Sharp yells at him for leaving the ring. Kendall tries to explain as Missy climbs into the ring. She is still wiping away Raven's kiss. Sharp wants nothing to do with Kendall or Missy since they weren't there to help him. Sharp leaves the ring by himself. But Kendall and Missy aren't too far behind him. They are still trying to explain what happened. Well, MCW is up 1-0 in the three-match setup tonight. Two more matches where we should be able to pull out the victory in each coming up. The next match, Interstate 74 champion Vampire Warrior takes on one of the guys that Akbar fired back in July when he couldn't make the cut in Akbar's eyes. But Billy Travis has found some success in the MCW. He currently holds the MCW Junior Heavyweight Champion, which he has battled back and forth with Sabu over the last few months. Vampire Warrior has been the Interstate 74 champion for 2 months. However, neither title is being defended tonight. Vampire tries to end the fight early with several power moves and chokes. Travis battles back from them all. Paul Jones tries to give Vampire a foreign object, but Gary Hart tackles him. The object flies into the crowd. Travis tries to build some offense, but Vampire whips him into Earl Hebner in the corner. Both men go down. As Vampire gloats over the fallen Travis, Caprice Coleman climbs over the guardrail and slides into the ring. Vampire turns around and Coleman decks him with the foreign object. Coleman drags Travis over top of Vampire and wakes up Earl Hebner to make the pin count. Your winner is Billy Travis in a time of 12 minutes, 7 seconds. Okay, now MCW is up 2-0 in the three matches tonight. Both of their wins have some intrigue. I definitely didn't see Caprice Coleman being a linchpin for this match. Maybe seeing Travis winning and defeating Vampire, but more probably by DQ than by pinfall. But, again, MCW's up 2-0 now. Our third and final PWA versus MCW match has two guys who know each other very well. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Barry Windham. They have a great match. Both wrestlers give the fans everything they could ask for in the match. Wyndham gets the pin with the Bulldog after nailing Gilbert with a high knee lift after he charges the corner in a time of 15 minutes, 23 seconds. A clean sweep for Motor City Wrestling this week. They get all three wins. At least this one had a clean victory without outside interference. This will be a continual thing as we visit each of our fellow promotions in the IAW on this first Wednesday of the month. So we are going to be on the road as we go through these things. All right, now we're up to our double main event. Back to the PWA only match. The American Tag Team titles on the line. Acolytes defending against Harlem Heat. And these two teams have had their issues ever since they both entered the PWA. And the American Tag Team titles are on the line again for the third time. Will the third time be the charm for Pringle's uncrowned champions, as he calls them? Pringle accompanies his men to the ring. Likewise, Sunshine escorts the champions to the ring. The two tag teams have an amazing match that has the fans chanting, "This is awesome." About 25 minutes into the match, Farouk takes Stevie Ray out of the ring with a massive clothesline that sends both of them over the top rope. Neither of them are the legal men in the ring, so Nick Patrick focuses on Bradshaw and Booker T. Booker T has the advantage of the match at the moment. Bradshaw barely kicks out from the bookend. He looks for a tag on his partner, but he and Stevie Ray are still not responding to their managers on the other side of the ring. Booker T continues to beat down on Bradshaw for a few minutes. Almost 10 minutes after the clothesline, EMTs have come down to check on Farouk and Stevie Ray. Bradshaw tosses Booker T out of the ring to get a moment to catch his breath. Pringle hands Booker T his cane. Bradshaw reaches through the ropes to grab Booker, but Booker jabs Bradshaw in the throat with the cane. Booker slides into the ring and gets the pin after the scissor kick to finally win the titles. Well, the third time was the charm for Harlem Heat to win the American Tag Team titles in a time of 37 minutes, 30 seconds. Pringle makes himself known at the end of the match, but somebody needed to replace Stevie Ray as Booker T's tag team partner. Booker T holds both title belts over his head as Bradshaw yells at him to get back into the ring. Pringle grabs Booker T by the arm so that they can both help Stevie Ray back to the dressing room. All right, so now, new American Tag Team titles or champions being crowned. The second main event, Motor City Wrestling heavyweight title on the line, Tommy Rich facing off against Rick Steiner. We have had three MCW versus PWA matches. This could be seen as a fourth since Rick Steiner has a signed contract with both promotions. However, this match is a fourth in the best of seven series of matches for the MCW heavyweight title. At the moment, the series is tied 1-1-1. Each of the seven matches have a special stipulation because the two cannot seem to stay in the ring with each other. Tonight's match has Raven as the special referee for the match. Raven makes an interesting choice for the special referee. Tommy Rich defeated Raven for the MCW heavyweight title 4 months ago. Raven had also feuded with Rick Steiner earlier this year for the title. And then, Missy Hyatt is looking for revenge for Raven's kiss earlier tonight. Missy doesn't have a managerial contract with the MCW, so she will not be at ringside in Steiner's corner for his chance at the title. Raven comes down to the ring first. The crowd gives him a great pop. The Steiner brothers come down to the ring next. The fans are ready for Rick to finally win the title. He has been held back by both Rich and Raven over the last year. Tommy Rich comes down to the ring accompanied by Gary Hart. As Raven gets everyone in their respective corners, the Sheik comes down to the ring with a towel draped over each shoulder. Raven takes the microphone from the ring announcer and announces that he and the Sheik have decided that this match will be a towel match. Hart starts to protest, but Raven tells him to shove it. The Sheik hands Hart and Scott the towels and tells them to leave the ring. The Sheik takes a seat at the announce table for the match. Raven calls for the bell. The two have an awesome match. With the towel match stipulations, Raven basically allows anything to go. About 50 minutes into the match, both wrestlers are busted open. Scott has thought about throwing in the towel a couple of times as Rich has had Rick tied up in the middle of the ring in submission holds. Rick always manages to get to the ropes each time. He tells Scott to leave the towel alone. Rick manages to get the advantage again. Missy makes her way down to the ring behind Gary Hart. Rick has Rich face down on the mat in a full Nelson. Missy nails Hart with a low blow from behind. As Raven turns around, Missy tosses the towel into the ring. Raven calls for the bell and awards the title to Rick. Your winner and new Motor City Wrestling Heavyweight Champion is Rick Steiner in a time of 56 minutes, 3 seconds. When Raven sees Missy in Hart's corner, he gets incensed and tries to pull the belt away from Rick. Rick pulls away from Raven and nails him with the title belt. The fans are shocked as Raven's laid out on the mat. Scott climbs into the ring with a shocked look on his face. Rick leaves the ring as Scott tries to talk to him. Missy congratulates Rick on his title win. Scott stands in the ring with a mystified look on his face as Rick and Missy leave the ringside area with the MCW heavyweight title belt high over his head. What is going on with Rick Steiner? What do Raven and the Sheik have going on in the MCW? I don't know. It's not my gig. But I'm sure something will be said by Eddie, Missy, or Rick next week in Champaign. Until then, it looks like Rick Steiner is finally the MCW Heavyweight Champion. How will this affect his contract in the PWA? You will have to come back next week and find out. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite here with you, thanking you for listening and supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America, and now joining with MCW and others for the International Alliance of Wrestling. This is going to be the beginning of something great, something I hope you come back next week and check out.